Congressman Nickel, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning, Chris. I hope you're doing well after a long March Madness run.
Yeah, it was great, Congressman, and nice to be back here today. Great to visit with you. Thanks for your time today.
Anytime.
Why is it important for you to announce your candidacy now and throw your hat into the ring?
Listen, Chris, I am angry. I'm mad. You know, and I'm running for the Senate because we have a president shredding the Constitution, deliberately tanking our economy, and then an unelected billionaire wreaking havoc the federal government. You know, and who do we have to thank for so much of this? Tom Tillis. Because we know that Tom Tillis will always say one thing and do another. And when the chips are down, Tom Tillis lays down for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And policies, they're just horrible for North Carolina. For me, this just was not a time to sit on the sidelines. I know how to win tough races. I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again. In 2022, we flipped one of just six Republican seats from red to blue in the U.S. Congress. And, you know, we're going to continue doing everything we can to make sure we flip this seat. And for folks who are as angry as I am and want to send Tom Tillis packing, I hope they'll visit my website at WileyNickel.com.
Oh, you mentioned some of the issues, but I'm curious if you kind of could dive deeper on some of the issues that are most important to you and important to this race.
Well, you know, I think number one, we got to talk about what's happening in Washington. And these tariffs are horrible for our economy. We're seeing tremendous economic instability because of them. You're looking at the stock market, you're looking at your 401k, they have lost a ton of value because of this economic instability. And these tariffs are going to be really bad for North Carolina. They're going to lead to much higher costs for families, for farmers, for North Carolina seniors. And that's why we made this issue front and center in my announcement video, talking about Tom Tillis's vote for these Trump tariffs. You know, and the bottom line is what we've seen out of Tom Tillis is somebody who will only do the things that Trump tells him to do. He's not making votes for what's best for North Carolina. He's making votes for what's best for Donald Trump, and that's why he's got to go.
Do you expect to have other Democratic challengers in a primary?
Yeah, you never know. I'm sure there'll be other people who run. There always are. But the focus for me is just talking about the work I did in Congress, the work I want to continue doing for North Carolina, and you know, and that's really our focus right now.
What would be your biggest goals if you're elected to the Senate?
Sorry, I'm with you now. You said something about the Senate?
Yeah, sorry. What would be your biggest goals if you're elected to the Senate?
Well, you know, my focus, you know, as a member of Congress was economic issues. We got to be much more focused on those as Democrats. That means bringing down the cost of housing, you know, tackling the high cost of health care. Those are the big issues that I spent a ton of time working on. You know, in the Senate, you get to do those things. So, you know, I think for the big message for Democrats, we need to be focusing on these economic issues. And that's what, you know, gets me motivated to get to Washington to help bring down costs, you know, tackle wealth and income inequality, make sure that we are, you know, doing everything we can to support working families in North Carolina. That's going to be something that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about, too. As I travel the state, doing town halls, you know, in all corners, something I did a ton when I was in Congress. We did 16 of those over 2 years. So we're going to be doing those all over the state, and I'm really excited about it.
What role do you think the Senate at large plays in terms of the checks and balances as it relates to other branches of our government, in particular the executive branch?
Yeah, no, the Senate is a check on the executive branch. The founders wrote it that way. And what we're seeing is Donald Trump rolling over the Senate. You know, they have the important role to advise and consent. And the most important decision we had in this last, you know, in the last few months was Pete Hegseth, who we've now found out is a walking national security disaster as our Secretary of Defense. Tom Tillis laid down. He told everyone he was going to vote against Pete Hegseth over and over and over. And then when the chips, you know, were down and it was time to vote, Donald Trump told him what to do, and he voted to confirm Pete Hegseth. So we need someone who's going to be a check on the executive. And right now, Tom Tillis is not doing any of that. He's voted for every single one of Trump's nominees, folks who are totally unqualified. We have to bring that back to Washington. And that means tariffs. Tariffs should not be a decision that the president gets to make without support from Congress. you know, over and over and over, we see a president who is just totally going around Congress, and that is not what the founders intended. We got to do a lot better.
Congressman, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
That I'm going to work with every ounce of my energy to represent them in the U.S. Senate. I hope they will learn more about the work I did in a bipartisan way in Congress, and follow this campaign. Join us. You know, I'm on social media, on Twitter at Wiley Nickel, and you know, this is a campaign where, you know, change isn't going to happen in the halls of Congress. It happens when people make their voice heard, and we got a real chance to send a message to Donald Trump and extremists in Washington that we want someone who's going to focus on getting things done. That's what I did in Congress. That's what I'll do again in the U.S. Senate.
Former North Carolina 13th District Congressman and Senate candidate Wiley Nickel. Congressman, thanks so much for the time and the perspective this morning. Certainly appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Chris.
You as well.